Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
With characteristic Brazilian drama, all of this Olympic construction is taking place while the state of Rio is under a so-called state of financial disaster. One of those delayed legacy projects Pedro Henrique de Cristo spoke about is the expansion of the subway system in Rio de Janeiro. The state-funded plan was for Line 4 to transport hundreds of thousands of fans and athletes from Ipanema Beach to the suburb of Barra de Tijuca, home of the Olympic Park and Village, in less than 15 minutes. But with 7 weeks until the Olympics, all of that is in doubt. Adriana Gomez Licon is a correspondent for the Associated Press in Rio. Adriana, is this going to make it in 7 weeks?
Well, authorities are telling us that it is going to make it. However, there are people who are concerned about safety because there hasn't been enough time for tests, they tell me. Before, they used to tell us that there were going to be 90 days to test this massive system. Now, it's only really going to happen in a matter of days, 15 to 20 days. So auditors and experts are asking for this project to either be halted until they seek international certifications or that they present these tests that they say that they have been running, even though we don't have much information on what they are.
And what would the backup be if they use the alternative system?
The expansion has been done by the state of Rio de Janeiro. The city of Rio de Janeiro has done these bus rapid transit system, has built the special lanes to use them. So their backup plan is to use this bus rapid transit system and a special lane dedicated to, you know, drivers of the teams and athletes and funds. People traveling for the Olympics could use this lane, and other Rio de Janeiro residents would have to go on the others.
And it's not going to be 15 minutes if they have to take that plan B.
No, it won't be. In a good day, it's an hour drive, but in the middle of the week, a rush hour, which it's probably the time when a lot of people are going to be traveling because most competitions happen in the middle of the day. It's more than an hour. It could be up to 2 hours. We've done, you know, certainly that time on that stretch.
What do people say about the new construction and whether it will ever benefit them, given that it's an express? It basically goes past a lot of places where people live.
There are several stops, so it actually does benefit people. It has been in the talks for like 2 decades. People really want this because it would also connect people from Barra da Tijuca to downtown Rio, where a lot of people work. You know, you would go to Ipanema Beach, and then you can get on a different lane and go to downtown and other parts of northern Rio. But now, you know, they're running out of time for the Olympics, and they won't be able to use them during the Olympics. During the Olympics, it's only for people who they call from the Olympic family. So that's people who, you know, ticket holders, athletes, people traveling with them. So it's really not for them until probably later this year, if they're lucky, I guess.
Are people beginning to see in Rio and in Brazil generally that the new construction and the investments in the Olympics, I mean, people aren't going to be able to use stadiums unless they're athletes, and even then it's only for international competition. But the other construction, is it going to merge well into the existing needs of Rio, or will it look a lot like money thrown down the tubes when the Olympics are over and Brazil really awakens to some very serious realities that we've already been experiencing?
Yeah, many people feel that all this spending is a waste of time and a waste of money, a waste of their resources, especially when they are facing budget cuts in education, healthcare in the state of Rio de Janeiro. Teachers are protesting because they are not getting paid. Pension workers are receiving their payments either delayed or in half or 60%. So it's an interesting phenomenon that we're seeing. People are getting angrier and angrier right now as this financial problem becomes worse in the state, at least. But there are infrastructure projects like the subway that actually are beneficial. These other bus rapid transit system are also, they also feel that they are beneficial because they go a lot faster than if you're just going in a normal bus or in a car.
Adriana Gomez Licon is a correspondent for the Associated Press in Rio de Janeiro. Adriana, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, John.